Good morning. Leftover moisture at ground level behind the storm that brought the rain on Thanksgiving Day is producing locally dense fog this morning across a large part of interior New York and New England, with some locations reporting the visibility of under a half mile. This locally dense fog will tend to diminish during the morning hours, but it'll be a slow process as drier high pressure builds in. Still, skies will remain mostly cloudy as the moisture will be tough to shake through the afternoon, perhaps some bright spots or breaks of sunshine in a few areas. Regardless, it'll still be a relatively mild day with highs reaching into the lower to mid 50s on average. That high pressure center will keep it dry through the evening, although clouds will steadily advance our way overnight. It'll stay dry with low temperatures back into the upper 30s to around 40. A weak disturbance will pivot through the Great Lakes and through our region on Saturday. This system will be moisture starved, but there is the chance of a few spotty rain or snow showers on Saturday morning. High temperatures in the afternoon will be back into the upper 40s. A new area of high pressure will build in on Saturday night, and this will produce full sunshine on Sunday. It'll be seasonably cool with highs in the middle and upper 40s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the south and west, where a large and deep storm system will track our way from the Tennessee Valley. Clouds on Monday morning will eventually lead to showers and a steadier rain during the afternoon, and the rain could be heavy at times later in the day and on Monday night. High temperatures out ahead of this system will be in the lower 50s. Cooler air behind the system will flow in on Tuesday, but there's still the chance of rain showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies with highs in the middle and upper 40s. This system will only slowly depart through the middle of next week, and there's still the chance of a few showers on Wednesday. Cooler, though, with highs around 40. Partly sunny skies with highs near 40 again on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather heading into the final weekend of November, the focus will be the threat of heavy rain and flash flooding across southeast Texas and southern Louisiana. A stalled front combined with increasing moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will fuel showers and thunderstorms across this region. By tomorrow, total rainfall amounts of 2 to 4 inches will be possible. Due to such heavy rain falling in a relatively short amount of time, isolated flash flooding will be possible. The other hazardous weather concern over the next few days will be across Southern California. Low relative humidity and gusty winds, thanks to a strong high pressure system over the Intermountain West, is forecast to lead to critical fire weather. This means conditions are ripe for wildfires to spread, possibly uncontrollably. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Falcon Lake, Texas, to a low of 17 below zero at Antero Reservoir, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the upper 50s, Boston partly sunny in the mid 50s, and in Buffalo cloudy with a chance of showers and highs in the mid 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 52 degrees, the low 40, the average temperature 46, that's 10 degrees above normal. 44 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday, 2.26 inches now for the month of November, which is 6 tenths of an inch below normal, and 31.93 inches for the year, which is still 4.06 inches of precipitation below normal. No snowfall yesterday, still just a trace for the month, and 1.2 inches for the season, which is also 1.2 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 43 degrees, the average low 28, the record high 66 set in 1896, and the record low 8 in 1957. Sunrise this morning, 7:02 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:24 p.m. 9 hours and 22 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Locally dense fog, then mostly cloudy today, with highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, Also, for the remainder of interior southern New England, locally dense fog, then partly sunny today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, locally dense fog, then mostly cloudy today with highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with the chance of a shower before sunrise in the upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, locally dense fog, then partly sunny today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Locally dense fog, then partly sunny today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few passing showers, highs in the mid to upper 40s. Sunny, mid to upper 40s on Sunday. Rain likely on Monday, especially in the afternoon, heavy at times into the night. Chance of showers on Tuesday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the upper 40s. On Wednesday, a chance of showers near 40 and partly sunny around 40 on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.